Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Friday. Some inside scoop on a limited edition release from Starbucks coming up next.
What do you mean inside scoop? Are you an insider?
We found out about this yesterday. It's a limited edition that's going to drop next month, and it's arguably their best drink.
Oh, we're bringing that to the air.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
So you
didn't believe
you
me
told
almost.
Me about this.
Right.
So you saw this first. I had confirmation this morning when I stopped.
You didn't believe me. Yeah, you were hesitant, I think, because you love it so much, and you were like, could it really be real? People complained.
Because the day before, I specifically searched for this drink because to me, it's one of their, I don't know, I love the peppermint and all those type of drinks when we get a little bit closer to Christmas and that season. But for this fall type of season, I love it so much. I just couldn't believe it. Said it was discontinued and it was not coming back. And then literally the next day, you said that it's going to be a limited release. So it didn't make any sense to me.
People
I believe
complained.
You. Clearly, I believe that's the case. I just wanted confirmation from a barista this morning when I stopped.
Oh,
that was it.
I'm so excited you got confirmation. This is kind of a hidden gem.
So that will be EMC's at 6:20. You know what we need to do first. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Final chance of the week.
That's right. Could we get our winner today? It's
yes!
possible.
Of course we could.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We need a guess.
EMCs, we need to hear from you. Your guest this morning. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
I cannot wait to talk about this limited release Starbucks drink next. But first things first. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. What's your guess?
Can you even give me like one guess or no? If it has to be a musician only or no?
No, it can be anybody. I mean, it's not going to be Bob from Parma or something like that. It is a well-known person. We've had that question before.
Yes.
Can it be Gary from Painesville? No. We're not diving that deep. It is a very well-known person. Like, for instance, the first round was Meat Loaf. Like everybody knows,
like
I would assume.
Like a famous person.
Who
right.
that is.
Yeah.
Correct. So we kind of understand that it is a famous person.
Okay, I'm going to go with Robin Williams.
It's not Robin Williams.
Oh. We love the guest, though. We appreciate that. But the game continues. Now you'll have all weekend to think about it for your guest Monday morning at 6:05. Stock Coffee. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Everyone thought it was discontinued. And when the fall menu at Starbucks launched back in August, like it was what? August 24th, I think it was, or 26th, maybe right around there. Apple Crisp was missing from the menu. Rumor had it that it was discontinued. Well, it turns out Starbucks says, nope, we're going to bring it back for a limited time. So here's what you'll be able to get. The Iced Apple Crisp Oat Milk Shaken Espresso. And listen, that's the one we got to talk about. The Apple Crisp Cream Cold Foam. And then there's a new Apple Crisp Protein Cold Foam. They recently said they're going to try to add protein to a lot more of their drinks. So it'll be a limited time. October 14th. And here's what I'll say about this Apple Crisp. This is a drink I never would have chosen in my life to try. Ever, ever, ever. I'm not like a sweet drink person. But for whatever reason, Tim, you tried it. And you said, Jen, you have to try this drink. I tried it. I am completely addicted to it. And I was one of those people mad because I hadn't seen it on the menu this fall. I can't wait to get it again.
I was in Vegas. I was at the Starbucks, one of them. In the Aria, upstairs, and I have go-tos, and it was a limited menu, and they did not have a go-to. And this was on the menu, and I thought to myself, let's try it. I couldn't believe how good it was. I text you from Vegas, Jen, get this apple crisp. And you're like, I don't think this is something I'm going to like. Jen, you're going to, and yeah. We went back and forth, and it probably took, I don't know, a week or something like that. You got it worked out.
And I love it. And what's funny, you drink it hot, right? I always get an iced.
I'm a dry iced.
You didn't designate when you told me to try it. Yeah. So for whatever reason, I got it iced. I love this drink, and a non-sweet drink lover, it is delicious.
So if you grab coffee in the morning or if it's on the weekend, it's a treat or something like that. Look for that once again, October 14th, the Apple Crisp Oat Milk Shaken Espresso, iced or hot. And of course, they have a couple other varieties as well. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I just wanted to call in to say I love the coffee talk chat because I did go ahead and try the Dunkin' flavor with the butter pecan and blueberry, and this is my second morning in a row getting it because it was so good.
No kidding. Tim, have you tried that one yet? I know you did the pumpkin butter pecan mixture.
I have not. That is next on my radar. What I love, and I also enjoy this time of morning because our EMCs are a special group, and I am so basic in my coffee order that I really appreciate the DMs and the phone calls to try something different. And when somebody caught up and said that tasted like a blueberry cobbler or something along those lines, I mean, I really want to try it. So clearly it's good if this is your second day.
Yes, whoever it was recommended it on like Tuesday, and then I thought, let me try that, and it was so good. And so now I think this might be my new go-to.
Yeah, we need to keep this going. And then producer Stevie came in and said that she had it, and it was really good too.
She likes it.
Yeah, I love this conversation. It gets us early morning people, you know, something to look forward to.
Love that. We're going to continue this because I agree. We're having a lot of fun with this.
Yes. Very good. Good conversation.
Good. Well, you have a great Friday and a great weekend. We appreciate that. Enjoy that coffee.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Arguably one of the most talked about shows right now, especially on social media, is The Summer I Turned Pretty. So we're going to break down why the show is so viral, why everyone's talking about it, and why it's loved by multiple generations.
Are you going to spoil anything?
No.
Because then it's you and Jen on your own. Because now I'm just finally getting to season 3. So
no.
I don't need any spoilers.
No spoilers.
I'm staying away from anything at all.
No, I'm just going to talk about why it's so trendy.
I've never watched it. Well, do you think you'll convince me to watch now based
on
this next?
I think you will like the show, Jen.
Okay. All right.
You should watch this show.
I feel like I would.
Jen show.
If you're looking for something more light than what you usually watch, this is a perfect option.
I'm never looking for something light.
Well,
to be honest with you, I really am not. I always want something.
We do like murders with an accent.
Yeah, right.
Jen and I are in, but I think we've watched every murder with an accent show.
You are correct.
So now I am on to The Summer I Turned Pretty and binging that because, you know, that's the buzzed about show because season 3 was
Jen,
so big.
Don't you feel left out?
Yeah, I do because
See?
You're right. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It.
All right. Maybe you'll convince me next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
One of the most buzzed about TV shows right now and for the last like 3 years every summer is The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's an Amazon Prime original series based on the books by author Jenny Han. It is a coming-of-age romantic drama, and it's about a girl caught in a love triangle between two brothers. But unlike other shows, this one's had lots of viral moments. Everyone on TikTok talks about it. It's different than anything you've seen from other shows. And they think that a lot of it is due to some of the song choices they use. Taylor Swift is in it a lot. She's like the soundtrack of a ton of it. They've had songs with Noah Kahan in there. They just do a good job of making it relatable to current times. And then, of course, you have the main online debate of if you're Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah. Because, you know, she's stuck between the brothers. Everyone talks about if they're Team Conrad, if they're Team Jeremiah, and that drives people to talk about it. I've gone into coffee shops where they've had tip jars and they had the Team Jeremiah or Team Conrad jar. Team Conrad always had more tips in it. I don't know why. They've had clothing collaborations with brands like American Eagle. They released merch with the themes from the show. You could get like a Cousins Beach shirt from American Eagle. So what they think is very interesting, though, about The Summer I Turned Pretty is it is a young adult show, technically, but it is appealing to almost all generations, from Gen X to millennials to Gen Z. And they say that the show taps into nostalgic themes, so it's compelling to all ages.
Are we three seasons in and she still hasn't decided?
Yes. Well, okay. It's not
that
like
is,
it's like...
That
it's,
is no, Emily in Paris.
No. It's not like the whole time she's been going back and forth. Like, there's been time jumps and such where she's with one,
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's not like it's like... She hasn't been with either, and it's just like, who am I going to pick? It's not like that for three.
So it's like we've seen her with both, and by the end, you hope she picks one.
Yes.
Does she
Wait,
pick
so
one?
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch another that. Season, and it still has not chosen whether it's going to be Jeremiah or Conrad.
She'll have a choice.
Again, this is Emily in Paris.
I haven't watched.
Same
see, I haven't read the book.
Storyline every season.
Yeah, she absolutely. This is. I don't know. But to that point, I really wish you were watching it, because first of all, I would like to know. And I'm only at the end of season two, and she's already like, once again, I'm not on season three. At the end of season two, there's like a clear one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, things change. I'm behind a year. I understand that. But to have Jen, choose either Team Conrad or Jeremiah along with us would be unbelievable. Also, a second thing that we wish you were watching, because... And I would love to hit on this is another reason that you should watch it, so we can talk about this show. And also movie on the way. I mean, we should get to that. Like, they need a movie after this. Jen needs to watch The Summer I Turned Pretty. That's what we're talking about on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Okay, I turned it into that, but that's what we are talking about, because it's the Buzzed About show, because it just,
everyone's talking
season
about
three
it.
Just finished up Wednesday.
Yes.
It just dropped on Wednesday. So big, big deal this week.
And I do feel left out of the conversation. It's just like you said. I mean, that was the whole point of your Stevie on the Socials today. This is really a viral show. So many people are watching it. So many different age groups. And people love it. People love it. Real quick, do you, Tim, now I love that you watch it. Do you like this show better, The Summer I Turned Pretty, or did you like Pretty Little Liars better? I've never watched either, so we have to go to you for
the
expertise on this.
These are different shows.
They are very different shows. It's tough to compare and contrast.
Pretty in the title. I just didn't know.
They're different shows.
I
like that I can get through this one in a reasonable time frame, and Pretty Little Liars, I could start watching, continue to watch that now, and there would still be episodes into 2027. I mean, it's aggressive.
Ended it at season four.
Yeah, even season two of The Summer I Turned Pretty is eight episodes, could have been done in three.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, wow, this is a long episode of, I mean, the bonding between the kids and things. And it's deep. I mean, there was a lot of things that happened and a lot of heartfelt moments. I understand why they did what they did. But I also think to myself, yeah, they could have wrapped that up in three episodes, and I could have moved on to season three.
But in general, they're getting to the point quicker than Pretty Little Liars did.
Well, yes. I don't. Yeah, I guess so. But Pretty Little Liars, I mean, I watched 106 episodes, and I still have 4,000 left. I don't
have different A's. And you never,
I don't. I have no idea. I'll never resolve it because I can never get through that.
I see.
But I mean, I do enjoy the show. You enjoy. I think. Mm-hmm. And I think if Jen started watching it, she would probably think to herself, "I can't believe Tim's watching this and really enjoys the show."
Yeah, I would like to be part of the conversation. I definitely feel left out of the conversation.
I
want
like
to
know if you're Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah.
Should I ask you which one you are, or should I not ask that? I don't want to know.
You can ask.
Because if I do watch it, I would like to form my own opinion and not...
That scares me, because there's only one right answer.
Oh, boy.
We had calls about that. If
do
you're watching
you
the show...
Agree? Do you two agree on which...
No, not
I'm
really. Not,
I don't think I'm all the way... I don't
oh,
know if I'm
not
far
to
enough
that point.
To build the opinion, because just the ebbs and flows of the show, and I haven't read the books.
You are in for a roller coaster, Tim. I'll say that.
In for a roller coaster. If you're watching it, maybe the first three calls, Team Jeremiah, Team Conrad. I mean, we're getting DMs, people watching the show.
Yeah.
So if you want to let us know, you can do that. That's all I see on my phone. Team Conrad, Team Conrad, Team Conrad. The notification's coming in on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Every message has been Team Conrad.
And Tim, you're not far enough in the show to choose.
Not yet. No, I'm not. I'm only at the end of season two. I'll probably knock season three out. End of the weekend and next
you
week. I'll be done this time next
you
week.
You should have an answer, though, for...
Well, she has an answer going into season three. A clear answer going into season three. I just don't want to spoil it. Anybody watch it? Jen wants to watch it. I don't want to go down that path is all. And I'm not... I don't have a fully formed decision because I'm not done. I didn't read the books. That's all. So, next Friday. Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah?
Team Conrad.
If we did an instant poll, Producer Stevie, what do you think the percentage would be Team Conrad for the win?
Team Conrad would win probably like 74%.
We feel like the calls we get, it's Team Conrad by pretty much a landslide.
He's the right choice for her. Maybe not the right choice in life, but for her.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It is Friday morning. We're at 7:08. It's a high of 78 degrees. Slight breeze. Big heat coming this weekend. High of 86 degrees on Sunday. I just saw the Trent McGill. 86 degrees on Sunday.
That's going to be beautiful.
Perfect weather to shave that beard.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good beard shaving weather right there. I'm already getting DMs. How's that beard? It's itchy. It is itchy.
So if they win, if the Browns win, you're shaving it.
I will shave it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
They're up big at the two-minute warning. I might shave then.
Did you want to, like, consider trimming the neck area, too, or you're just going all out?
No, Got to keep the neck beard, too.
Okay. You're just going with it.
Going with it.
You're going with it.
Going with it for now.
That's great.
See what
That's
happens.
Great. I have a question. I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this. I have two sons, a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old. They play a lot of sports. Gone to a lot of sporting events over the years. This is not a basketball complaint. And they both play basketball. But I do have a complaint. And this mostly relates to football and baseball. And why this happens at every game, and I find it very, very difficult, and I need someone to answer me why we can't fix this problem.
Oh.
And it's not the bathrooms at the fields, because you know that I have a whole issue with that. I was sitting at my son's football game, tackle football game, my 11-year-old sixth grader, last weekend, thinking, why is this a problem every single game I go to? Every single one. And I guarantee you, if you have kids that play sports, you're going to completely relate to this.
Wow, I wonder what it is, which most of us, I would assume, do. Okay, so what could that be? I cannot wait to hear about this complaint. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Why, at every football game I go to for my son, and this is baseball as well, why does the scoreboard not turn on? I never know what quarter it is. I never know how much time is left. I never know the score. And, like, what will happen inevitably? Look, here's the reality. When I'm in a child event, I talk to the people around me. Am I fully immersed in the game at all times? Not always. Okay. So what'll happen is, like, maybe my parents will show up 10 minutes into the game or something. I don't know how much time in the game. And they'll say, hey, what's the score? Who's winning? What's going on? I have no idea. I never have any idea. And this, my father-in-law is the best, because I'm particularly talking about football right now, because this happened last weekend. And we're at the Westlake High School field. They have the lights on in the stadium. It's an evening game. But why can't the scoreboard work? And then, like, we're getting toward the end of the game and the other team scores. It's a close game. I want to know how many minutes are left of the game, because do we have time to score again? Are we going to win? What's going to happen? I don't know. How much time's left? Why is no one telling me? Nobody knows.
You're tired of people asking you these questions.
Well, when my parents get
there,
stop
asking me about the time and the score. This should be on the scoreboard to alleviate this problem.
Well, this is what I'm saying. But also, then when I get into it, I'm like, well, why don't I know? Like, I know, are we winning? I don't know. I have to, like, mentally keep track of the score this whole game? That's a lot. That's a lot to socialize and to have to remember what the score
of the
game is.
You're not looking at the field the entire time to see exactly what it is? You don't have a... You're not keeping track of the score and
the watch?
There's a lot
of people there you have to talk to.
And whatever, and watching them play?
No.
Every single...
There are scoreboards. Like, it's not like we're at some, like, little field that doesn't have the scoreboard. And baseball's even worse. Like, what in the world? Like, where are we? What inning is this? There's 37 innings, top, bottom, whatever. How many more hours am I going to be here? I don't ever know.
Why are the... Jen needs an answer. Why are the scoreboards not on?
Why can they turn the stadium lights on but not the scoreboard? Is this a ridiculous question?
I feel like
you're asking it like there's a simple answer and I don't know it.
I have answers, but I would just like to know what people think about this, because it is a thing. And in, I don't want to say the lower levels of sports, you know, obviously in a varsity football game,
right?
Everybody, you know, they have the scoreboards on, you got everything going on and that type of thing.
Can't we just use it?
Well, we're going to somebody call and answer the question or a DM. I'm very curious as to what people will say. 216-343. What's that look for? I'm curious.
I'm just saying, if somebody can turn on the lights, they can run the scoreboard. Right?
216, right? Probably.
No. I can tell by your tone I'm missing something here. Something. What is it?
You're not missing anything.
Something.
You're not missing anything.
You're like sneakily making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you at all. I'm just looking for an answer. Just one person to call.
I don't like
that. And it doesn't have to be in Westlake.
I should have never brought it up. I don't like it.
Wherever. I don't care.
I apologize. Have I offended somebody?
You haven't offended anybody. It's a very valid question, and I understand how that can be very annoying. You have no idea. I get it. Why is the scoreboard not on during the kiddos' game? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That's basically the question.
That was basically my question. Because it's been through baseball. I mean, we have beautiful baseball fields in Westlake. There were always scoreboards at the fields, but they were never on. Same thing happened at my son's football game last weekend. And I just feel like if I want to catch up and know what's going on, because I've been chatting with my friends next to me or my parents or whatever, I never know. Emily sent us a message, Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She says, good morning. My son is a part of the Northeast Ohio Youth Football League. It's a rule. They must have a working scoreboard. We don't have a scoreboard at our home field, so we have to travel for that reason. Wow. So they do have to have one. And what Sandy says, no scoreboard clocks. A lot of times it's due to no one to work the scoreboard.
Exactly. Voluntary
for lower
position.
Levels. Yep. I feel like they would, well, like the, you know, the chains people, the downs people, the, you know, the yards, the.
Oh, yeah. The chain gang.
The chain gang. Is that what they're called?
I'm just calling them now.
Chain gang. The chains people. Those are volunteers. They get those guys.
In Mentor, we will get, and the boys are now out of the Mentor system, but we will get an email from Jeff. I can't think of his last name now. And there are positions that they look for these volunteers, whether it's the chains, whether there was when Tyler was playing soccer, they were looking for PA, they were looking for anything else because they are volunteer positions to have them either run the scoreboard or anything else. And I mean, it is, you know, it's very helpful, but you know, at the other time, you also want to watch the kids play. I understand, you know, it's also your time and effort to be able to do that, but it is a big deal to help out. All right. We have full phones. I want to get to one. Star 102. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Scoreboard not on. What's going on?
Hi, I am a teacher and a coach, and a lot of times they don't want someone to break the equipment, and they have game changer that a lot of the teams use.
Yeah, we use that.
App is great.
That's a great app. They use Game Changer. And then my son's football team doesn't use that. I think they use Team Snap. Like there's a few different ones.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Team Snap tracks. It's you never know the time though. You could look at the score maybe on those apps, but you never know like
how much time's
there's
left
1 minute
quarter.
Left or whatever. Yeah. So right.
Some of the high school, most of the high school they do let you use it, but some of these travel teams when you're all over, you just got to use Game Changer.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even think of that, like not knowing how to use the equipment or set it up and all that. That makes sense.
All right. We'll get to one more. Star 102, good morning. How are you? Hello.
Hi.
Oh, scoreboard doesn't work. Phone doesn't work. It's okay. That happens. Thank you for the DMs. Thank you for the calls. We appreciate it. So that makes some sense.
There's a variety of reasons
that it might not be happening. Seems like maybe it should be on, according to some.
I'm telling Nate to volunteer this weekend. That's my husband.
Yeah, he's not doing anything else.
He's never busy.
Coaching six teams, working. Hey, can you jump up there? And here's the thing, too. Running the clock is relatively nerve-wracking. I've done that before. Because you got to pay attention to that ref.
Yes.
There's timeouts. There's things going on. If that's running, the dad's in the crowd. What are you doing? Why's the clock running? Pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fun to run the clock.
Well, he
no wonder
made
nobody's
the mistake.
Applying for the job.
Last year, 2 years ago, on my son Max's travel team, they needed someone to run the clock. He did it one game, and then he became the guy. The entire season, he had to run the clock for every single game.
If you are a parent, you cannot yell at that parent unless you have done that job.
That's fair.
Keep your mouth shut.
Okay. It's 61 degrees in Maple Heights, our star city. Here are the three things you need to know today. The Federal Trade Commission and several states suing Ticketmaster and parent company Live Nation, saying they inflate prices with deceptive practices. Regulators accusing them of working with brokers who use fake accounts to get tickets and then reselling them at a markup right on Ticketmaster's own site. Guardians swept the Tigers, beating Detroit 3-1 yesterday. Seven straight wins for the Guards, who are now just 3.5 games back in the Central Division. They open a series in Minnesota tonight.
Can you tell us, I don't mean to interrupt, can you tell us if the scoreboard works next week? I'm very curious if all of a sudden it's on.
Oh, at the Westlake game this weekend? We're not playing at Westlake High School.
Oh, darn it. I was just thinking about that. I'm so sorry I interrupted you. It just hit me right now.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
In Avon Lake tomorrow at the Avon Lake High School. And again,
the high school. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You would think that's why I'm saying, like, we're at Westlake High School and the lights are on and everything. So it's like, I feel like.
I'm sorry. Continue on. I just thought I was there. Go ahead.
I will report back. Cleveland's Bright Winter Festival is moving after being in the flats for years. It's now going to be in the Waterloo Arts District. Typically happens in February. The new location has indoor and outdoor stages.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. This is a thing every single year, and I really don't understand because I really feel like there should have been a baseline when the National Toy Hall of Fame opened. I don't even...
you would think the newer toys would be the ones being inducted now, because every year you get so bothered by this, and I agree with you, because it'll be like, hey, new to the Toy Hall of Fame this year, jump rope. And it's like, a jump rope has been around for ever.
Since has been around.
Right, jacks, or a top, or something like that. This year, though, takes the cake. I mean, it really does. I couldn't believe it.
You will not believe which quote-unquote toy is a finalist in 3 minutes. You will not believe this. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. The finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame is...
Snow. Snow as a toy. Okay, and here's how they describe it on the National Toy Hall of Fame, which, by the way, would be super fun to play with all these toys and see all these toys. There's a lot of older toys in there. Is snow just precipitation or the ultimate vehicle for play? Packed into balls, it becomes a mostly harmless projectile that provides endless fun. It also supports slower constructive play. It can be used to build a snow fort or make a snow angel. Sledding, skiing, and snowboarding offer electrifying downhill descents for the brave. Whether sculpted creatively or sledded or shredded upon, snow makes for a toy like no other. I don't think, like, when I'm going to give my kids some toys to play with, I'm going to give them snow. Do they have fun playing in the snow and with the snow? Yes.
Snow requires certain parameters.
Correct.
So if I'm at, I believe this is Rochester, New York, is where you can find this National Toy Hall of Fame, which I've never been to. If you have been, that's great. Exactly how do you display this?
I agree. I don't know. Just a box
this
of snow?
Freezer? Like a snow? How is it displayed when you're there?
It's got to be faux snow, like some type of cotton ball display, right?
Here's what I'm thinking. I don't care if you were listening and you were 12 years old. I don't care if you're listening and you're 70 years old. It doesn't matter. Which toy that was your favorite as a kid should be into the National Toy Hall of Fame? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How about the little... toy telephone that has the little face in the front and it's for toddlers.
Oh, so cute. And it makes like that bell sound when you dial it.
Yeah, yeah.
Star 102, good morning.
I have the most unique toy that I've guaranteed nobody has heard of before.
A challenge. Let's get to that next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Okay, now say that again for anybody just joining us.
I have the most unique toy that I've guaranteed nobody has heard of before.
What is it?
It is called Milky the Cow.
Milky the Cow?
What?
Yes.
First of all, I love it.
Yes.
Tell us about Milky.
It was a big plastic cow, and you got these little tablets, and you put that in the water, and you push the head down of the cow. It would suck up the water, and you would milk the cow.
Milky. That could be a word on the band words list of Jen and Tim Show. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're talking about the National Toy Hall of Fame. Your favorite toy as a kid. And we just had it. You probably heard it just a minute ago. It was Milky, right? Milky the Cow?
Milky the Cow. I had never heard of it. I looked it up. I just watched an ad for it. This is... So it's like a plastic cow. And you have a little trough of liquid. And you... pump its tail.
Don't say pump the tail.
You pump the tail as the head bends down and drinks the liquid, okay? It's a clear liquid when it starts. Then And this is all in like a 30-second commercial. Then you milk the rubber udders of the cow that then dispenses a milk-colored liquid. Like it changes from a clear liquid to a milk of some sort as it processes through the plastic cow that you've tail-pumped and had it drink the liquid. And they are, I mean, they are pulling on the
we had the
rubber
best toys
udders,
as kids.
Rubber udders. They're stretchy. Really?
The description on the website from I don't know how many years ago.
Oh, there's a Milky the Cow website?
So we've been saying it wrong.
What?
We've been saying it wrong, and I think the description is actually worse than the description that you just mentioned, and I don't know how any of these sold. Where the name is actually wrong,
what is
too.
It, Milky the Cow?
No, it isn't. You'll find out in 3 minutes.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Milky.
Why are we saying it wrong?
The marvelous milking cow.
Oh.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I cannot believe we have a DM from Heather that she had this toy. I never heard of this thing.
She said, I had Milky the Cow. I loved Milky the Cow. Wait, what is it? The marvelous Milky?
Milky the marvelous milking cow.
Are these still
favorite
available?
Toy. I doubt it. Released in 1977, Milky the plastic cow stood roughly 10 and a half inches tall, could drink water, and produced pretend milk when one of her rubber udders was squeezed. By gently pumping her tail up and down, a child could coax her to drink water from her translucent trough. Once she had her fill of H2O, Milky would raise her head and say, moo.
Oh, she said moo?
To indicate that she's ready for milking. Non-toxic milk tablets placed in her udder dissolved in the water and gave the appearance of extra skim milk.
I didn't realize. We were wondering how the milk went from clear water.
That's the description.
So you put tablets in the udder. Is that before or after you pump the tail? Probably pre-pump.
Probably pre-pump. Uh-huh. So then it would dissolve and then there you go.
What
so
a
there
toy.
You go. We've
what
learned something new. Milky the Cow. Let's bring that thing back. Imagine Milky the Cow's on the most wanted toys for Christmas 2026.
I think it would definitely be more interesting today than it was back then.
I think so.
Certainly a lot more opportunity to talk about it.
Thank you for the calls and DMs.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.